Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellefson. Thanks for joining me this morning by request. I won't say which one of you guys requested this, but his kids like it. So this is George Michael or Wham, Last Christmas. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation this morning. My in-studio guests are Dr. Keith Hiltz from the Wausau School District, as well as school board member John Kreischer. We've been talking about some of the changes, restructuring that's going on in the Wausau School District. Seems like a reasonable thing that you're doing, trying to be good stewards of taxpayer resources and taking into account some of the building needs and as well as what funding you have available. So let's talk, let's continue. We were talking about potentially John Marshall, now that it's been deemed a historic building. You have some challenges with that, but you know, I and now I'm sort of going off on a tangent, but I really am happy to see that you have such a great school board that is very supportive of Dr. Hiltz, as well as really is mindful of what the taxpayers are contributing to this equation, and just the different backgrounds and the different professions of so many on the school board is really an asset to this community.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, everything from construction to medical to law, and the one thing that makes a great school board, and I've worked with many, is dedication to kids and staff, right? And that's the one thing that every member of the school board has, in Wausau. So I'm very fortunate to have them as a boss.
And the school board president now is Jim Boucher, and you were saying, Dr. Hiltz, it's something new for you to have a school board president who was also superintendent like you were.
Absolutely. He was a teacher in the district. He was an athletic director. He's a superintendent in northern Wisconsin. And so, yeah, he's a good confidant, a good person, kind of a sounding board. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really happy to have
Is there
Jim.
A position he hasn't held in the school?
I don't know if he was ever a principal, actually. I don't know, though. That's a good question.
And what a great asset. I mean, just the variety of that these different individuals bring to the school board is just very refreshing. And I mean, I just have a lot more confidence. We were talking about this off air. Maybe voters have a little bit too much confidence in you guys and have said, oh no, you guys make the decisions now that we know that you're in place. But really, I think that our responsibility as non-school board members, as taxpayers, is to keep an eye on what's going on, whether or not you supported the school board member that is now representing you or the school board that is now representing you. And that's probably one of your challenges, is when you make these decisions that affect the taxpayers, affect the schools within the district, oftentimes after the decision has been made, that's when you hear some feedback.
I knew when we started this discussion that it was going to be, our biggest task was going to be to inform and educate everyone involved, from parents, staff. I knew it was going to be a tall order, and we're up to the task, and that's what we're in the process of doing. I guess might as well mention that on Wednesday of this week, yep, we have a meeting at Wausau East where the public can come and engage with the school board members and committee members, I'm yep. assuming will be there.
Yep,
and,
absolutely.
And mm-hmm. Dr. Hiltz and others. So that's an important opportunity to engage and ask questions and provide ideas. And the other thing I know we wanted to talk about that comes up in conversations is the class sizes at the elementary schools. So I don't know if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could absolutely speak to that. So one of the goals is of this whole restructuring. There's a misbelief that larger schools lead to larger class sizes. Not true. Partly just through economies of scale, and partly one of our goals would be to reduce class size on average over across the district. And I had another thought, and I just lost it.
All right, we'll just keep thinking if you can, and like plug your ears ago, la 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 la. But yeah, you know, I think what is frustrating is that I think that and probably one of your biggest frustrations, and I mean, I can empathize with you, because often people have a knee-jerk reaction when the headline is reported about what the school district is doing, and rather than waiting to hear all of the information or wait for the information to be made available, because you guys are still in the process of making decisions, they make these assumptions that aren't necessarily accurate. You got your thought back.
I did. So I think what you just said, Meg, is so important. I think people may know that we teach the 7 habits to all the students, all the staff. We use those on a regular basis, and one of the most important habits that we can share is seeking first to understand before you seek to be understood. And so we really want people to come and engage in our conversation, right? Even if you support it, come on out, let us know why. If you think that, you have some concerns, or if you think this is a really good idea, come out on the 7th, talk to us, just understand what it is we're trying to do. And we certainly want to hear your thoughts as well.
Well, in the 7 habits, is if you can expound on that, because I know I was aware that you were using, it's Stephen Covey, I think his name is. And if you'll talk a little bit about that, because I know I'm somewhat familiar with it's not a mentality, but methodology.
Framework.
Is. Mm-hmm. Okay, there,
right.
Yes.
Sure.
So when did the Wausau School District adopt the 7 habits?
Well, so the 7 habits, and Stephen Covey's work has been around for 20 years. I read the book probably 20 years ago for the first time. It was big in business. Education did not pick it up right away. It's kind of making a resurgence through a program called Leader in Me. We took advantage of COVID when, kids weren't in school as much, and we know that's a sore topic for many, but we made the best of that time, and we invested in our staff. We taught all of our staff the 7 habits, and so when the students came back, we were ready to teach them, because we were already using them, right? And so, the 7 habits, I could probably list them off. Actually, I've got it right on my lanyard. I could cheat too, but it's just a way to live your life, make decisions. Take care of your own business first, right? Make sure, and then make sure you're a good teammate, a good decision maker, right? And so it's a really good framework, time tested, we're really happy that our staff, we're even starting to expand to families now to help them kind of engage in the 7 habits.
John, you got anything to add to that?
No, just that I believe it's a great framework for students to learn how to become successful through education, and ultimately and beyond their school years and education and into their professional careers. I read the book many, many years ago, so I'm very familiar with it as well.
Yeah. And, part of the impetus for that was, comments from employers saying, can you help kids develop soft skills, mm-hmm. right? And so it does that. It helps them become better listeners, better planners. And it also deals with some of the mental health issues, because it helps them create a vision for their life, so they know where they want to go. They develop that plan to get there. It also feeds into our interest in better preparing kids for life after high school. I know I'm going on.
No.
There. Sorry.
No, keep going. This is what we do on the radio.
Yeah.
We talk.
You hit on that topic of, the success of our students, and that's what I'm really excited mm-hmm. about. And through this consolidation, that strategic focus, I think will set us up to be the school of choice in this area for professional development, and that's a big thing. Not just that you have to go get a 4-year degree, that there are many technical trades. I work in the field of construction, and I see many opportunities for, very good incomes and very good careers and professions, and, medical, all these different fields. And so I see us being able to really strategically focus and hone in on those programs, curriculum, and those opportunities for students if we're successful in bringing, something like this forward.
You know, May, we haven't talked. We talked a lot about elementary schools, but what John just talked about in preparing kids for life after high school, if we could talk about the high school for a little bit, because as most people know, we have two high schools, Wausau East and Wausau West. And if you don't mind me, just a little aside, a few years ago, we did a survey ahead of a referendum. And one of the questions we asked people was, are you aware that Wausau has two high schools? 25% of respondents did not know that we had two high schools. So again, I only say that not as a criticism, but as a call to be informed, right? Mm-hmm. So we currently have two high schools. We're interested. We think that we can better serve students and staff if we merge them. One of the major drivers behind this is the fact that students do not have equal access to programming. We have programs at Wausau West and at Wausau East that we cannot offer at both. We allow students to have access, but transportation barriers, scheduling barriers make it almost impossible. So we don't feel that students who live and attend school in the same district, we feel they should have the same opportunities. So that's a major driver. You know, as well as, again, workload, work environment, right? We have, teachers who are preparing for four, five, even six different classes at the same time in one school, whereas the other, they can, because they have larger, well, Wausau West is a larger school, larger enrollment, larger staff, they have larger teams. And so, so they're able to kind of spread the share the load, if you will, right? You know, I can take two or three classes, and if John were in my team, he could take two or three different classes, and so we can better focus our efforts on those classes we're teaching.
So which school are you proposing will be closed? Do we want to release that on the radio?
We can talk about that for sure. We've looked at a number of options, and if people want to talk specifically about secondary school, maybe we can certainly do it on Wednesday. But our next board meeting on December 12th, we're going to focus specifically on our high schools. We looked at creating a single school. It is geographically and financially not possible. So we would actually merge the schools but have them on two different campuses. Yes.
Gotcha.
So we don't have to try to, you know, sell off a 300,000 square foot school.
Well, and I think there's assets to both buildings. I mean,
absolutely.
And I mean, I know they call Wausau East the Taj Mahal, haha. But I think great auditorium space. Mm-hmm. But then at West, where my kids went, I know there's that what's that thing called? You know, that science.
The planetarium.
There it is.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Just popped out of my head. Yes. So, you know, I had a text message from one of our listeners going back to the seven habits.
Yeah.
I think that there are a lot of listeners that want to know what they are.
All right. I could probably just read them, but I'll just.
No, go ahead.
So number first habit is be proactive. And frankly, if people come on the 7th, I'm going to keep plugging that.
Yeah.
We've actually designed our presentation around restructuring around the seven habits. So, for instance, Mr. Kreischer talked about declining enrollments. Let's not wait for that to force us into decisions. Let's get ahead of it. Let's be proactive, mm-hmm. right? So, second habit is begin with the end in mind. That's part of the reason, again, on the 12th, we're going to talk about our high school. That's the end of our kids' K-12 experience. Mm-hmm. Let's start there and work our way backwards. Third habit is put first things first. In our case, that's our students, followed very closely by our families, followed very closely by our staff, right? Those things have to come first, and having equal access to high-quality programs. Those are what we call the personal victories. That's about making me a productive individual. Then we move into being part of a team and a community. And the fourth habit is think win-win. If we have a decision to make and we disagree, often there's a third option that is better than either of the options that we bring to the table to begin with, and it's not a compromise. It's better for both of us. So that's think win-win. Fifth habit is seek first to understand, then to be understood. We've talked about that a little bit. Habit six is synergize, and I think we have an opportunity here, and that's why we want people to come and talk to us. we have an opportunity to recreate the Wausau School District in a pretty phenomenal way, and we want to do that. Seventh, last habit is sharpen the saw. Part of sharpen the saw means, you know, kind of take care of yourself, right? You know, exercise, take a little time away, but it's also about improving your skills. Why do you sharpen a saw? So that when you go to cut that board, your effort is more productive. We're not trying to make things easier. We've got a wonderful staff, a wonderful community. We want to make sure their efforts are as productive as possible. How's that for seven habits?
Fantastic. I love it.
Gabby's going to call you.
Yeah. So are other school districts in the state using these seven habits?
Well, let me brag just for a moment. We're the only district that uses it K-12. There are a few other schools or districts that use it in particular grade bands. Green Bay may have gone to it I don't remember, but we're certainly the first.
Cool.
And I think we might be the only one that uses it K-12.
I like that. Yeah. A lot. Well, so just to reiterate, there is a district meeting on Wednesday the 7th at 6 p.m. at Wausau.
5 p.m.
5 p.m. Mm-hmm. Good for you. I'm glad you're in studio to correct me. So 5 p.m. at Wausau East, mm-hmm. and that will be an opportunity for members of the community, taxpayers, parents, to provide input about these upcoming changes that are coming to the district, correct?
Absolutely. And they can go on our website. Mrs. Diana White created a whole website about this, going as far as we could. And that's where, Maggie, I see you have that frequently asked question sheet. That's where that comes from. And on that spot, on that website, there's a link to just questions, and there's a link to a survey. And, of course, they can see all the presentations from the summer subcommittees. They can see the most recent informational videos. We've put out two or three. We released the next one on December 12th at the board meeting. So, please get involved. Be part of the conversation.
Wow. I haven't been out to your new website. It looks fantastic. So
yeah, Diana White does a great job.
So she's actually the web gal that does this as
she
well.
She does a lot of things.
Wow,
yes, she
good
does.
For her.
We yeah.
Good job, Diana,
she's
if
great.
You're listening.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add before we have to go?
I can't think of anything other than please come and engage with the these opportunities that are out there, specifically Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you, and there's plenty of ways to get a hold of us. Definitely that website has some very great informational videos.
Okay, so as to not disillusion our listeners, we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring him or her on. You have to ask your question super quick because we're on a time constraint, plus Dr. Hiltz has something final he wants to say. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. I'd like to ask, when are we going to know about where our money is going to? We just allowed the school system to have in the referendum in April. Where is this money going to be spent for if you're closing all these schools down? You have more money than is necessary. Are you willing to be audited for what where you didn't spend the money or where you're spending the money at? And I don't think that you may be proactive, but I remember in the 80s when all of a sudden that all these kids came into the public school system, and then they had to build Wausau East because of the fact that we were overwhelmed with kids. And so now that we're saying that parents aren't having kids anymore, or they're being,
we got to cut you off. Yes, we got to get them to answer the question. Thank you so much for calling in. So go ahead, either of you.
Sure. Referendum, spending. Don't know yet. we purposely pulled the board. Purposely pulled $60 million out of that referendum in order to have this conversation. So the number of dollars that would be affected would be relatively small, and we would reinvest those in improving the facilities that remain. So I guess I would end
okay.
with that.
Okay. And do you have anything else you want to add?
One last thing.
Yes,
yes,
please
thank
do.
You. So there's a misbelief that we have to have a referendum to make these changes. The board does not. They can make these without that referendum. And so I guess I just want to maybe end with this. Because of the different experiences that our staff and our students have, we feel it imperative to make a change. So if people think that nothing's going to happen, please believe something has to change. So please engage in the conversation.
John, anything else?
No.
John Kreischer, Wausau School Board member, and Dr. Keith Hiltz, the superintendent of the Wausau School District. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it. You're always welcome back. I happily give you the opportunity and the platform so that you can better inform the public so that they are aware of what's going on in the Wausau School District. God bless you both.
Thanks for having
us. Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining me on the program.